Hello, and welcome back to The White Light. Before we get started, this information is not intended to be construed as a medical diagnosis or treatment. This information is not to take place of the consultation with a physician or a healthcare professional for medical diagnosis and or treatment. Welcome. I'm your host, Christian Alvarado. Today, our witnesses are...
Hi, I'm Joy.
Hi, I'm Addie.
Oh, fantastic. And our resident psychic?
Joni Isinger.
Welcome back, Joni.
Thanks so much. It's so good to be here again.
Before we were starting the sound quality is weird. Before we started the show, we were talking about a funny little story that you shared with us. Do you want to share that with everyone who's listening now?
Sure. Well, Addie and I were talking before about her senior year and her major, and she shared that she's an art major and she's considering having a bunch of friends move over to Amsterdam to find a place to live. There are some great museums there. And since you, Christian, you had mentioned that we might talk about past lives in this episode, I thought, I remember Amsterdam. So back when I was 16, my parents and my brother met me over there. I was over in England for a short time in the summer, and so they came over to England, and we went over to Amsterdam. And they wanted to go to the Rijksmuseum, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, and also the Van Gogh Museum, which is Van Gogh. And in both cases, I refused to step into both of those museums. I had no interest. I went to museums all through my childhood, but for some strange reason, I would not go. And I even cried. I refused to enter both museums. I didn't know why. So fast forward, having this spiritual awakening in 2003, 4, 5, whenever it began, I started reflecting on the crazy things that might have gone on in my life. And I remembered back when I was 16 that for no reason whatsoever, I refused to go into these two museums. The only thing I could chalk it up to was that it was some past life trauma. Either, you know, I was married to Van Gogh and he liked, and I don't know, or I don't even know the history of Van Gogh, but whatever, maybe I dated the guy and he ditched me. So now I refuse to go in and see his work in the museum. I don't even know. I just know that the only way that I could assume that I had such a strong reaction was a bleed through from another lifetime. So what I was telling Joy and you, Christian, and Addie before is that if you experience something where there's no explanation whatsoever for it, the chances might be that you have past life experience regarding whatever it is. You could have a fear, you could have dis-ease, you could have great joy, you could have unfamiliarity, whatever the feeling is. But if you can't identify where it's from, it's possible that you had some experience in another lifetime and that it's bleeding through. I call it bleed through, where that other lifetime is having such an impact that you're sensing it over in this incarnation.
So how or why is it that our past lives have such an intense effect on our present lives?
Well, if we want to stretch our minds a little bit on a Monday evening, this is my take on our souls. I believe that we're all connected. So we've got this giant thing called creation, and then it sparked itself out. And now we're all pieces of this oneness. So we're these God sparks. And so then we've got our own piece. But then we sparked ourselves out. So we're everywhere also. So we're not just here, but we're everywhere at the same time. So I'm playing here, and I'm in ancient Greece, and I'm in Futurama, and I'm everywhere at the same time. And then there are even parallel lives, too. That gets a little bit confusing. And so in terms of the bleed-through effect, if you're, let's say you're... let's say you're an arborist, you're very much into trees, and you love identifying trees, and you're very much into nature, and that's one lifetime. Let's say you're over here, you're a lumberjack, and you're cutting down the trees. You might have such a great sense of guilt every time you bring that chainsaw down to the base of that tree, and you don't know why, and you could even start crying. You could quit your job. You could be in confessional every day. You could feel that you're killing and killing and killing. Now, it doesn't mean that that's a bleed-through effect. Many people do feel that as well. Mm-hmm. But if there's a very, very strong, if there's a very, very strong reaction, the chances are that over in another lifetime, there might be some type of a lesson that wasn't learned, and that it's bleeding through into this one to knock you on the head, to do some forgiveness work, to take a look at what that issue is, to resolve it so you could balance the karma elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that explains it well. Is that clear?
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
I think so.
Okay. And so regarding the other lifetimes, a lot of people like saying past lives. Mm-hmm. But I've said, I think before on this show, but there might be new listeners, is that everything is happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. So nothing is linear. Time is an illusion. So we in this reality, we have this past, present, future thing. We've got clocks and watches and Fitbits and all that stuff. But in spiritual land, as I call it, everything is happening at the same moment. So when you start going into these meditative states and you're living in the now, you can have some really cosmic experiences, and you could even astral travel to other places where you're having incarnations now.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Is there a purpose for us dividing ourselves into so many lives?
Well, my guess on this from what I've read is that God or creator, spirit, whatever you want to call it, was bored. And it wanted to know itself. And it wanted a movie. It wanted company. So it did this miraculous thing and it just burst itself out. And then we did that. And then we have so many pieces of ourselves. But we have like an oversoul. It's not like the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, or that gestalt concept. So you have this oversoul that knows where it is everywhere at the same time. So we, as individual God sparks, we also want that too. We learn from being in many places at the same time. And maybe you've said to yourself, boy, I wish that I could be in so many places. It's hard. I'd love to split myself up. But we actually are doing that on a higher level.
That's so cool.
What are your thoughts on that, guys?
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's a lot. Again, it's a lot to contemplate on a Monday evening.
You are a part of a larger whole, like an infinite life all the time, every time.
I think that's really interesting. I think it's somewhat hard to contemplate that, like, when our lives are so vivid, I guess, if that makes sense, where it's kind of hard, like, there's so much going on in my life currently that it's hard to imagine that there are infinite others.
Like, yeah, you get so used to, like, living through this perspective and being here for however long you've been here, and then all of a sudden you're being told, oh, you're, like, one splinter of a bigger you.
It's kind of like if you go through Penn Station or anywhere in New York and you realize that every single stranger had a childhood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, that's weird.
I've had
that. Like, you're like a whole person. But
to be honest,
you're,
New York makes me too existential.
Right?
I can't really
exactly.
do it sometimes.
It's hard. And sort of realizing the depth of everything.
Well, I'll ask you, all three, have you ever said inside, I bet that I did that before, or I bet that somewhere else I was like a great painter or a great scientist? Or okay, so Joy, you're nodding. What have you said?
All right, I always believed that I like love pirates, and I have no idea why, and I hate sailing. Like, I went on a sailboat multiple times, got seasick every time. I tried to tie knots with my friends who know how to do that, and I think my hands are incapable. So this is like the strangest. I have no idea why I love pirates so much.
Shall I go in?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Let's see why. First thing is, I see a lot of ships, so I'm going to find out what the ships are about. So in Rome, there were seafarers. Okay. You dreamed of getting away. You were a woman and a man took you on a boat. And you fell over and you didn't come back, honey.
Oh.
Let's get rid of some of that. So there's a love and there's a total dislike. There's a love hate because you dreamed of going away and there was massive love, but you tripped and fell and you hit your, it was done. You didn't come back. So the karma is that you blame your love. You blame the man who was with you and he didn't save you. So upon your passing, you blamed him. I don't see you blaming yourself. You can incur karma with yourself by having unforgiveness towards self before you pass. So let's get rid of that, because that could balance out karma, and then you might like love Johnny Depp in his pirate costume thing, or who knows what, or you might be a pirate for the next Halloween, whatever. So the first thing you do is and we'll hedge bets in case on some level you blamed yourself. Forgive yourself.
There you go.
Forgive him. That's huge. Do your nails, your fingernails, sometimes grow in weird, or they're not growing the way you want? Is there something with your nails, or do you chew them, bite them, cuticle? What's your thing?
Oh, I used to bite my nails. Now I don't. But I usually like fidget with my hair a lot. So I kind of like fidget.
So you went from nail to your hair?
Yeah. So I just like whenever I don't want to fidget with my hair, to be polite.
Then
you fidget with my
the nails. Yeah. So that's nerves. So that's going to start fading. That was just an energy block in your hands that was a result of that. The next thing is ask for his forgiveness. You know, please forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Here we go. And then thank God for this life lesson. That's going to take care of that. Did your hair get stringy in the last year or 6 months? Did something change? Did the texture change, or did it get oily for a short period? Something changed.
Well, it's been healthier. I don't know. I used to dye it a lot, so now I don't.
So is the oiliness meaning that it's natural and it's coming back?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's good. So they just want you to know that. Look how random. So, folks, we were talking about pirates. And now we're in a salon.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. So before I switch gears, they wanted to make sure that they gave that to you. So they were glad. Mm-hmm. They like that you're having it be natural. So I think they're having you question dyeing your hair.
Huh.
Or at least spread it out in between, because they like that there's the oily.
Hmm.
Keep your oils in your hand, man. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, man.
It's good for you. Especially when you're dyeing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that comes back.
How many times have I met these two in my past lives?
Let's see. Addie, it's 5.
Hey!
5. Joy, 3.
What's up?
Mm-hmm.
We're
and
tighter
then let's see.
Over the history.
And then let's see Joy and Addie, 2.
2 times.
Hello. Oh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is there overlap between those? Like we're all 3 of us
no.
together?
No.
No.
First
no.
time.
Hey, look at that.
What's up, guys?
You positioned that before you came into your respective incarnations. You figured it out. You sat there and said, let's do it like this. And you met up in a pre-birth planning session, and you really had fun with that. You were toying with how you were going to do it. And you planned it out. It was going to be here in this college, in this university.
Meant to be.
I remember talking about this last podcast, this sort of pre-birth, where all the souls are like, hey, I liked you from that past thing that we did. Let's do that one more time.
Collaboration.
Let's go, man. Let's
can
go.
You feature on my album?
Yeah, can you feature on my next life?
Like, comment, subscribe yes. on my life.
Beautiful. I'm so interested. I would love to know my other lives. Like, I want to know.
Ask the question.
Okay, so you want to know about what you've done elsewhere?
I would love to.
Let's see. You definitely scripted plays. For sure.
Cool.
Okay.
You were an author. There's an almanac. And you put information down on an almanac. I think you talked about animals. There was like the side feature, and you wrote about different animals.
Okay.
You were in. Okay. Now we play man and woman. We also have our respective. You're either divine feminine or divine masculine. But
right.
Depending on, you could still play the part of the opposite sex.
Right.
So you were a bad boy.
Oh,
Chelsea always calls me her bad boy continuously. That's like a
no
running joke. My best
way.
Friend will call me.
See?
Ooh.
See?
Every time.
No coincidences.
No coincidences.
So you were very rough and tumble. You got your hair all messed up. You had a crew cut. You pushed some kids.
I was a
kids.
Cool cat boy. Oh,
yeah, you pushed you. Some kids. Oh, no. You kicked things.
I was angry.
You were so angry.
Dang.
Let's see.
That's why you're so peaceful right now.
Yeah. Definitely.
There were people who smoked, but you weren't so thrilled with that. So if they had a cigarette, you would flick it out of their mouth.
Dang.
They would be smoking, and you would literally poof while they were smoking. They're like, don't do that. That's a bad habit. It's a bad habit.
You were a bad boy.
Don't
but
do
a good
that.
Guy.
Stop it.
I was heart of gold. Heart of gold.
Heart of gold.
But you kicked a lot of things. Do your feet hurt sometimes, like out of
constantly,
nowhere?
Yeah.
Because of the kicking.
It's the kicking. Past me was not good to currently.
Boy, that bad boy. Do you want to resolve the karma so your feet feel better?
I would love to.
Okay, let's do that. So we're going to take that lifetime. Yeah. First thing you do is forgive yourself. You just say inside, I forgive myself. You might have blamed yourself for things. Yeah. Forgive everyone and everything. Wow. Oh, that was big. I felt that. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for this life lesson. Yep. So, between now and when you go to sleep, both of you respectively, because you both did healing, sip water. Because the negative energies will flush through your body and it assists because both of you had negative attachments because of unforgiveness. So let's see if there are any more. A lot of paint. A lot of paint.
All works out.
Wow. Sculpting. You wrote for a publisher and you put an addendum in. A volume of work. You were a scribe. You were a chimney sweep.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting one.
I think it was a wedding and you were older and you asked for help at the altar. I think that you wanted to bless someone at a wedding, but it was difficult for you to get up. So you asked for help. And that was really big for you. Mm. So take a look in this lifetime. If you don't ask for help, ask for help, because I think there's a theme there. Mm. So they brought that up for you to know that since it was a big deal for you to ask for help, just getting up, that it might be a big deal for you here. Do you find that it's hard to ask for help?
I would say so, yeah.
Oh, look at that. See? So this is an example of how another lifetime can affect this. Now, I had worked with someone and she said to me, 95% of our present day experiences are other lifetime related. Hmm. That's a mind blow. So if you take a day from the moment you wake up to the moment that you go to sleep and you chop it up into 95% of the day with 5% left, and all of that is a melange of all of your other lifetimes bleeding through in terms of your experiences and the people that you come across, that's overwhelming.
Wow. It all just builds in. So what do you think you're adding to that? Like,
I don't
what
know.
What do you think that 5% actually means?
That's a really big question. I was just thinking about that, like what's original?
Right.
And I'm kind of thinking in terms of like deja vu or like sort of repetition as well, where there are things that are sort of constant throughout history or time, where you wake up, you eat, you brush your teeth, you get dressed, da 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 da, and like how much of our day is mundane, if that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah.
Whether or not, I don't know,
Joy
how much of what we're adding is just the contemporary world. And the same experiences, but in a contemporary setting. It's interesting.
I honestly am just still taking this in. I don't want to speak in fear of sounding ignorant. I'm just like soaking it all
in. It's so cosmic. We're not socialized to think this way. Mm. I didn't believe this. I didn't believe it until my 40s. So I went for most of my life just believing that what I saw before me was it. So it's a whole nother concept, but it's really neat that once you're introduced to it, you see things differently. You can't help but, mm-hmm. you know.
Can I get my turn?
Oh, yeah.
Sick.
Let's see. Christian and other lives. Okay. So let's get... The first thing is they want us to get rid of some karma is you pushed someone in order to get your way. So the theme is let other people have a turn. You're already doing well, but there are some people that are around you that need to be seen or heard or felt. And they're just like you're limiting them, but it's not that you're doing it on purpose. You think that they have that goal and they're going to achieve it, but you're so powerful and able, and they're not, that they might cower or shy back. I don't even know how to say that.
Shy back.
In relation to you. So be more aware of the ones that are around you that might not quite be getting their fame or their dole. Right? And that you will be just as fortunate as they. And that I think that that'll balance karma for the time when you pushed in order to get your way. Now, before we even do the forgiveness work, the part that's important to know is that we play victim and victimizer in a lot of our lives. We do this. And we do this for soul growth opportunity. So we play the part of the victim so we understand what that feels. And so how we can transcend a situation that isn't working to our advantage. And then we also play the victimizer where we're asserting ourselves and we're abusing power. And where our power center, which is our solar plexus, which is right in the middle of our gut, underneath the ribs in the center of the diaphragm, that energy center, that's all about, that's power. So... I don't want it to sound like it's a blame fest, because it's not. That all of us here, we've all done this. We've all pushed. You know, we have Addie, who was the kicker, and she hurt her. She's got the feet that are going to start feeling better because she just did the forgiveness work. So let's do that with you regarding that lifetime. First thing you do is, as you say inside, I forgive myself. Forgive the person. I think it was one person. Forgive the person that you pushed. Ask for their forgiveness. Thank God for this life lesson. Yeah. So you also, you're going to have a sip. You're going to sip water between now and when you go to sleep. So that is huge. And as a result of your doing this, blessings are going to come to you. Because your higher self kind of like got real humble about it. It's like, you know, I forgive you and please forgive me. And I forgive myself for when I wanted that. I was trying to take something. I was overtaking and taking. And the universe is going to bless you. And things are going to come in that you didn't expect. And it's going to be wonderful. And that, do you know the term cheeky?
Yeah.
The British like that a lot. It's cheeky. The way that it's going to come in is pretty cheeky. It's going to be kind of quirky, cheeky, funky, twisted, and good, just the way you like it.
Of course.
And that is just that. So watch out for the entrance from the universe of something cheeky and good and blessed and solid and just what you asked for. I like that.
That's a good one. I like it. I'm now, on board.
Now let's go to other lifetimes, because you did ask. You were a chef.
Bonjour.
You made candy. You made cookies. You made salads. You did a lot. You were on a ship. You were on a cruise ship. You entertained people. Pirates. You were a comedian on a cruise ship.
A comedian on a cruise.
Dang. That's very specific. Like,
no,
okay.
I remember one time you were driving me during the summer, and it was dead silent in the car, and you laughed to yourself, and I went, "What was that?" And you went, "I'm sorry, I just imagined myself doing a comedy bit, and it was so funny."
Okay, see, there you go.
I remember that too. Oh my God.
Oh my God, that is so good.
I have nothing to connect the cruise ship. I wish I could come in here with a fun cruise ship Chris anecdote.
He'll get them next round.
Next life.
There we go. Let's see what else.
See, that's funny because I was making a lamp that is based off of a pirate flag. So the whole pirate thing, when you said it, I was like, oh, I should ask about pirates too. Glad to know. Cruise ship comedian.
A modern pirate.
I'm going to see about that because between ship and cruise ship, there's the water, but I'm going to see if there, I don't see a relation with Joy's life there, but I want to see what you've got with the water. No, you were the entertainer. That was the big thing.
Okay.
Big entertainment on the cruise. Loving that. Let's see what else you've done. You were in an old folks' home, and you played dominoes. You played different card games. You played so many games, and you kept winning. You were a crack-up. You were so funny. People loved just to watch you play. You would sit there at a table, and people would mimic you because you were so into it. You were hysterically funny. You loved games. You lived till, I think, 90, but that was in the early 1920s. Oh. So for the early 1920s, to live until 90 was big. Now let's get a little cosmic, because I mentioned about parallel lives. So you could be here, but you could also have been born like in 2002.
Interesting.
So you could have, well, that actually, I'm going to take that back. That's not a parallel life. That's another lifetime that could be anywhere on the timeline. So people will say, well, what was my last lifetime? And so I'll say, well, it was like, let's say they're 20 years old. I'll say, well, 3 years ago. You can't really do that because, like, but wait a minute, but I'm already born. How could I be 3 years old somewhere? Because you can, because these infinite parts of yourself can plan to be anywhere on the timeline. Now, a parallel reality is where there's you here and you're making choices as such, living your life, but then there's another one of you, same birth, similar specs, but it's going down another avenue.
Awesome.
The multiverse.
And so if you, let's say you want a relationship and it doesn't work out.
Ooh, how do we have a call already? I didn't give out the number.
Let's go for it.
Hello and welcome to the White Light. What is your question? What is your name and where are you coming from?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Oh, hello. What's your name and what's your question?
This is Lauren.
Hello.
And I was just wondering about my future relationships.
Now, are you presently in any relationships now?
No.
And are we talking male or female?
I'm a female speaking male.
Wait, I'm not clear. Are you a female looking for a male?
Correct.
Oh, okay, got you. And you want a relationship now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Are you busy as heck in school?
Kind of.
Yeah. So this is like you're very busy, and that's a very good thing that you're taking care of all your studies. So you need to kind of force yourself to be out there. I see a few guys that are around, but you got to kind of position yourself. Are you kind of staying in a bit? Are you not showing your, like, there's not enough FaceTime?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's going on here. So you're in college to study first. I'm going to sound like a mother because I have a son who's in college. Okay, I've said it. That wasn't Joni the psychic. That was Mom. Okay?
Okay.
But you heard that before.
Yeah.
So, but now we've got, you need some FaceTime. So do your time management, but there's time for fun also. Maybe it's just, you know, don't stay out too late or don't go out all the time. But there are some guys around. I think you could meet someone, I think, on campus or like right off campus within a month. And I think you know them. Is there someone that you're looking at?
Not really.
There's some. I think there's someone who knows you, and I think you know who they are. Are you in a study group?
No. I wouldn't say.
Are there a bunch of you? Okay. There's a bunch of you that hang out, and that there's someone who's very interesting. Is there someone who you wonder about, like you're not sure whether he could be a match?
Yeah.
He's pretty cool. I like him. You know him from a bunch of other lifetimes. Do you feel like you have, like, soul recognition with this guy?
Not really.
Okay. I feel like you've known him before. I think you had a romantic involvement in another life. Like, I see the Italian Riviera, and I think the two of you, like, you made out. Like, there's a beach there, and you're having a really good session. Do you mind that I'm telling you this?
No.
Okay. Because I just say it as I give it, honey.
No,
so it was like this really cool makeout that you had, and then it's like, well, I gotta go now. And he's like, really, you have to go? And I'm not. I think you were both French on the Italian Riviera, and I cannot speak French. So it was beautiful, and then he let you know the two of you, like adieu, you know, and that was it, au revoir, I guess. And you miss him, so you called him back into this lifetime. So it's up to you whether you want to do this again. It would be really interesting. If you're already friends, that's really, really good. I would get to know him. But there are other ones, too. I feel like in a few months that you could either be with him or you're going to start meeting other ones. But it's really a matter of really getting out there and being part of the scene. I'm not talking raucous wild. I'm just talking being out. And do you like makeup or no?
Wearing makeup? I don't really wear makeup too often.
Okay. So it's not about your being attractive only if you wear makeup, but if you put just like a little bit on, like just glimpses of color, just a little bit, it would brighten your face, and then I think you would get noticed more. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I don't really wear makeup often, so.
Yeah, just, I don't know whether it's like blush or lipstick or eye stuff. I don't know. You'd figure it out because it's what your signature is, what makes you happy.
Okay, so yeah, I tend to wear bright lipstick when I go out.
There you go. So then that would be the thing that someone would notice, or the lips. So I hope this answers your question.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Lauren.
Bye.
It's funny how they do that without me saying the number, right? Maybe we have psychics listening.
Maybe, or just recurring listeners. Probably. Who have it written down
on
there.
No, I like the first one more.
I like
more
the psychic ideas. Yeah. Like. I wish I was psychic with phone numbers. It would make like picking
so
people
easy.
Up so much
me
easier.
Too. Me too. I wish I were psychic with phone numbers. You know,
cool.
Before I forget, I just wanted to finish that thought. Because I think it would help you guys and the ones listening, is that if you're in a relationship and it doesn't work out, I believe everything does happen for a reason, but also probably there's another timeline where it does. Mm. So that can be a way of healing your heart, is knowing, well, you know what, I'm with them somewhere else. Mm. But if they're not for your highest good, you might not want to wish that somewhere else that you're having a relationship with them. But the chances are is that if it was like close but no cigar, like you just like a near miss, like you almost, chances are somewhere else you're having a relationship.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Multiverse.
That's sad.
Yeah.
But like bittersweet.
Bittersweet.
Yeah.
Someone else gets it, but it's also
But it's
me.
Also you. Yeah. Can you be jealous of yourself?
me.
That's
so good.
That's where the karma comes from.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. you don't want to be jealous of yourself.
Yeah, I guess not.
You were saying something about alternate or parallel selves. Do you guys remember where we left off?
Yeah, parallel selves. I thought I remembered.
Yeah, the parallel lives. So we're here, but we're also on another, we're on many other different timelines where we've made other choices. So maybe you're at this university, but another timeline, you're at another university. Or maybe you always wear black, but over somewhere else, you're wearing different colors. Or maybe you have short hair here, but somewhere else you have long hair.
Which of my alternates are having the best time right now? Like
this one is definitely a ranker. Did you see how fast that came out, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like a push. That they pushed that up there. This is like high on the chart.
Ooh.
Sick.
Yeah.
I'm down.
This one I think is number two. Shall I get what number one is?
Yeah, sure.
Let's see. I've never asked, but no one has ever asked that.
Wait, I want to know next.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Dying in the water was not fun.
No, you need a
we need some positivity. I want to hear the top ones.
So good. So you did, like, you're a climber in another lifetime. So you've done Yosemite, you've done Everest, you've done Shasta, you've done Wyoming.
I've always wanted to go rock climbing.
You always did this summer.
Really?
I've been making plans for it, yeah.
There you go.
So the rock climber dude is cleats and all, the whole thing. And you don't have hair on your face.
What?
Yep.
Doesn't sound like a good life.
Shorn. Shorn.
Shorn despite the mountain. Yeah. That's a dedication to it.
Wow. So I'm like pulled together, I guess, or something.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good band name.
Shorn despite the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking.
Next life band name.
Yeah.
Remember that.
It'll just
That's
come
like
to
a
you.
Hashtag. Hashtag next life band name.
Next Life band name is the first album.
Yeah, good.
That's
so it should
too.
Be written down, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are your top two.
Oh, cool.
Now, Joy, we need to balance out her plunge.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need something good. Let's see what we've got for you.
Most of my lives are like, let's get away. So I feel like, what's one life where I'm contented?
The top one is you're a hip dancer.
All right, yes. Joy.
So you started doing ballet, and you were a ballerina, but then the funk came, and that started. And the hips were going, and you were doing this thing, and that was it. You're like, ballet, eh. But you had, you know how they always say classical, you have to start, you know, the dancers have to know the basics. So ballet was your foundation, but you grooved. So you are grooving big time in Miami.
Oh.
You were like, step up.
Step up to the streets featuring Joy Affleck. Actually, that's funny. I come from a dancing family. I actually did ballet when I was like 5. And then I told my entire family that was terrible. I hate ballet. It's too rigid. And then I did hip hop until middle school.
You see? You're already connected. You already felt it.
You can't make this up. This is good.
My grandmother still yells at me to this day.
Wow. Love this. And I have not known Joy in her life.
Yeah.
Disclaimer,
we don't know each other.
Witnesses, that's what Christian does. He gets random students off the street. Will you please sit here for 1 hour?
Via a text.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, via a text. I wish it was off the street. I feel like that would have been much, much cooler. But
I wish
text
we had a
pretty
street.
True.
Let's see if there are any other top ones.
Ooh. Was that fake?
Okay, it's just so, okay, so I love this stuff. Like, and this is also another lesson, is that for you and me and y'all, it might be mundane, because I think it seems like we're kind of colorful people here. But you were a woman about 50 years old, and you made gelatin molds and puddings and tarts, and that was enough for you. But you didn't sell them. You just made, like, jello pudding, jello rings.
Jello rings.
I didn't have a lot of friends, did I?
Or you had all the friends because you had the best jello.
Exactly. Addie, if I came up to you and I was like, have my jello ring, what would you say?
It would depend on the context. No, but, like, in the 50s, like, you would have been.
Okay, yeah. No, you're right, you're right.
Stop.
All right. You have such a point.
Right?
I mean, maybe you even put whip. You could have put Ready Whip on top. Ooh. And then you would have made a lot of friends.
Luxurious. Then the neighborhood is just at my house.
Yep. Number one.
I'm banging at the door for my Ready Whip.
And then it's like Aspic. You know,
ooh,
Aspic.
What a meal.
Yeah. So you loved gelatin.
I was one of those women.
That was it, man. That was you. That was up there with hip hop dancer.
All right, so in summary of my lives, I was a dancer. I loved Jello, and I died.
Everyone dies,
but that one was sad.
You
come
just
on,
fell off a boat.
Fell off a boat.
I don't think nobody
no
tried
wonder
to save
in this
you.
Life. I can't even tie a knot, like
Velcro shoes and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no laces.
Is that possibly because you tripped and fell on your laces on the pirate ship? No, it wasn't a pirate ship. It was just a boat, the man who took you over. You could have tripped over your laces, and that's how you fell. That's why you do Velcro.
That's why.
Oh. Okay, it's Addie's turn.
Yes. We're going. Number one.
We're going here.
Who's the top ranked
Addie?
After this,
we'll take some calls.
Okay, this is really interesting. You bought crystal for chandeliers.
What?
That sounds like something you would do.
I would do that now.
Look at that.
If that's hiring anyone who's listening who happens
you
to be a chandelier factory
hiring.
You were
big into the tinkly, that sound, the tinkle, 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 tinkle of the crystal chandeliers. You would go all over. And your boudoir, your bedroom. Oh, crystal. The lamps. Oh, my gosh. And you were totally into sugar.
Valid.
Massive sugar addiction. Do you have a sugar issue?
No.
Do you have diabetes in the family?
Nope.
Okay, so I don't see diabetes. It happening. So that's cool. Good. So just watch your sugar, because there's another lifetime where it's like, whoa, like whacked out sugar. When you eat sweets, do you get tired?
My teeth hurt, but other than
That could be because let's just get rid of if there's any karma related to the sugar addiction, because that might balance out teeth hurting. And I am not a doctor. Please see your dental healthcare professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. Forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. Forgive all of them. Ask for everyone's forgiveness and thank God for this life lesson. Yeah, that'll help. So crystal was it. You also were a big perfectionist. You were determined to be better. Like, how can I be better? How can I be better? Do you do that here? You're like, not like you're ranking yourself. You want to be better. Like, how can I improve myself? Like, introspection.
I would say so.
Yeah, that's a good trait.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the crystal expert. And for chandelier, so that's up there. That's like two. Okay, you gave me two. What's one? Okay, so when I get things they come in as pictures and as knowings, like that's clairvoyance and claircognizance, and it's fuzzy, I ask them for a clear picture. So I'm going to say, okay, so bring that in again more clear. Show that to me again. Okay. So one of them, you're a rancher.
Okay.
And I see a turkey. I see buffalo.
Ooh. All right.
Buffalo.
Now I'm going to get really, really cosmic.
Okay.
You're an incarnated angel.
Congratulations, Addie.
Thank you.
You did it.
I did my best.
So you come into this body as you come from the angelic realm. And there's a book called Earth Angels by Doreen Virtue.
Okay.
And she describes the different types of souls that come into human bodies. And one of the types of souls that comes in are angels. So when you were a rancher, or I could even say are a rancher because it's happening now, you're taking care of animals and you're protecting them and you're giving them love. And it's like you put a blanket of love over them. There are many, many, many souls that you take care of. And you're the type of soul, I feel like you're wild and free, and people trust you, and you're going to be assisting many people in this life.
Thank you.
So that one, but now I'm going to get to another real funky one. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I'm just still stuck on the ranch. My mom has a rescue farm, so that's a very odd, like...
What?
You see? So yeah.
See?
That's so specific. What?
Those are animals that I don't have. Those are the only two we don't have are buffalo and turkey.
Okay,
yet.
So yet. The other one that ranks with rancher, are you ready?
Ready.
You're a gorilla.
You're a gorilla? What? We could be animals too?
What?
Wait, before we take a call, can you... I want to know my animals. I have opinions.
A gorilla.
You loved it so much. You had so much fun. You had so much fun. I can't even go. I would be jumping off the walls like a friggin' gorilla if I went into it. I wouldn't be. You'd be hoisting me so I could like be swinging off of these lights and then they'd break.
Right.
The joy that you felt going into that body and having a life. There are no words. If I weren't working channeling now, I would be in tears of joy right now. That's how spectacular that life is. And you're very blessed. You knew exactly what to do. You thought you would try it out. And I don't think you're going to return to be an animal. I think you're a few. I see you as a crocodile. And I see you as an alligator. And a tropical fish. And anemone. But you haven't done, oh, you were a neutered pet.
Ooh, oh, rough. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, man.
You guys are so...
That was a
yeah,
low-ranking life.
Yeah, that...
The negatives of being a golden retriever in an upper-middle-class white family.
Yeah. The pressures of an urban society.
Yeah, right, man? Maybe if I were like a pet in like the 1800s before all that, but then you weren't really treated like people, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's a trade-off.
Could have been kicked.
It's a trade-off.
Or you didn't get the table scraps.
Mm.
We should really get to the calls.
Animal. Calls. Joy wants
Wait,
an animal.
Wait, I just want one.
You got this.
The biggest one. Go for it.
I think, you know, I see you as a cat, but you've also been a dog. So we have cat and dog going back and forth. But you were called Peach.
Peach?
I think you were Peach the cat.
Oh my God, my cat is named Grapefruit.
That's kind of
my. And also, I was hoping you would say cat, but lately I've been into dogs. I can't explain it.
Yeah, but there it is, because it's your cat dog.
All right, I was expecting cat, and I got cat. Let's take the calls.
We're now opening the lines to calls. We'll take calls until we run out of time. The number that you can call is 973-408-4567. One more time. 973-408-4567. The last four digits are really easy to remember because they're one right after each other.
973.
I like the second ring. Hello and welcome to the White Light. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question?
This is Caitlin, and hey. I'm calling from Drew University.
Hello, Caitlin.
How can I assist?
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to know about any past lives that you might have had.
Okay. Do you feel this life is hard?
A little.
Yeah. So you've had the first thing they want to do before I even get into like the happy ones is let's get rid of some of the tough stuff. You've been in a bunch of wars as a soldier. Does your back hurt?
All the time.
Yeah, you were hurt. So we're pulling stuff out. There's some knives in there we're pulling out. Do you have a glass of water by you or bottled water or something?
Yes.
Take a sip, because they're working on you now. That's called getting a healing, because I'm a healer too. So they're working, and they're pulling all this stuff out of you, that back of yours. So try and watch your posture, sit in good chairs, where there are fine cushions, stand up and walk around. Try not to be on benches that are too hard. Really watch what you're sitting on. So you've been through a lot, but you're also, do you feel like you're a protector of your friends?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a doll. You're like this soldier. You're this loving protector, but you've been through a lot. Let's take all the life. We're going to get rid of karma where it's really been hard because it'll lighten you up a bit, you know? We're going to take all the lifetimes across all time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations where you were hurt, where there was just all this fighting and war and killing and pain and suffering and all this stuff that would just lead to such a burden. And we ball them all up and you say inside, I forgive myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Look at that. Forgive everyone and everything. Oh. Because I just get the word combat. You've been in a lot of combat. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. Oh, okay. You feel like you've been around on Earth a lot, like you're an old soul and you have like a perspective on how this Earth works and you'd like for people to wake up?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we just released about a million lifetimes of the pain and suffering.
Are you serious?
Swear to goodness. You've been around, honey. You're an old soul. Millions. Okay. So over the course of the next few months, you're going to start feeling lighter. Things are going to be brighter. You're going to have a better outlook. Do you feel like you're a little cynical?
A little sometimes.
It's going to start fading. You're going to start having more joy. Things are going to feel more positive, and as a result of that, also there are going to be more positive outcomes that happen in your life. That's huge.
Yeah.
Okay, it is. It's huge. But take it easy. Be good to yourself. Be your best friend, because you're taking care of a lot of other people. But sometimes you forget about yourself, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you come first. When they say when the oxygen masks come down in the plane, you get it first. Then you give it to the person next to you. And you haven't been doing that. You are the most important person in the room. You take care of yourself. Then you take care of everyone else. Don't forget yourself. So between now and when you go to sleep, sip water, because you're flushing out about a million lifetimes of this crap. So let's balance this out with good stuff about you.
Okay.
There's a lifetime you were the best dad in the world. Like, if we all could imagine what the best dad in the world would be, you would be. You were a chief in the Navy. You were an officer. You helped so many people grow up. There were all of these young ones, and they just needed to grow up, and you played such a part. You just helped so many men out. You were like a fairy godmother to someone, so you brought all of these gifts to a girl and she didn't know it. I think she was an orphan, and you placed all of these things at her table where she would sit, and then she didn't know who it was. One day you showed up and you told her who you were when she was an adult, and it was beyond belief. It was so gorgeous. There are no words to describe the joy you gave the soul.
Wow.
Yes.
No, that's so cute.
You took people who were sick to institutions so they could get better. You were like a social worker. You would go around and find homeless people on the street, and you would pick them up and take them to shelters because you couldn't handle the fact that they were dying.
Wow. Yeah.
You also were a counselor, and you also mended people. You could help relationships where there were rifts between two souls. Do you feel like you're a mender?
Yeah.
Are you studying therapy, psych, counseling?
No.
What's your major?
Anthropology and Spanish.
Okay. So you might find that you end up in some role of guidance in some way, because in the history of anthropology, you're studying about human behavior. I was linguistics and anthro at one point, so I kind of get, you know, and there's a little bit of social there too. So you're getting the people part, but you might be applying your gift, your sensitivity to people in a way, and I see children, in a way that you might not have anticipated. And if you end up doing it a little differently from what your majors are, I mean, you might be applying Spanish, but if you don't end up in a dig, like if you were doing archaeology or whatever, don't worry about it, because you're going to be exactly where you need to be, and it's gorgeous.
Wow.
You have a gift. You're very sensitive, and you know people, but you're forgetting about yourself. When you go and take care of yourself first and be your best friend first, watch what happens. You get even stronger as a person. And then you're going to be there for a lot of people. But your challenge in life is going to be about making sure that you don't suffer because you ignored yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good. So you have this tribal loyalty thing also. So you're like the sister code thing. Like, we're in this until the long run.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you need to let go of people, because it might be a bit much if they're not playing the game the way you are.
Yeah.
So I hope this assisted.
It did. Oh, yeah. I was wondering if there's just another. Is it all right if I ask something else really, really quickly?
I don't know if we have time. I'm going to ask Christian.
We might want to save the last 5 minutes for another person. Okay. But you can call next month, actually, on March 13th. That'll be our next episode.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, and good luck.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
We'll take another call. I repeat, the number is 973-408-4567. That was really cool.
That was interesting.
Wow.
You studied linguistics?
Yeah.
I love linguistics.
I loved linguistics. But I had a feeling I was going to be a therapist, which is what I became. So when I realized I didn't want to teach ESL or be a speech pathologist or be a professor of linguistics, then I transferred schools. Then I got a BA in education, concentration in counseling.
Wow.
Then I got my master's in social work.
Wow.
So I knew I was going to be helping people that way. But it definitely was a change. Mm. And I was a minor in Spanish. So the anthro in Spanish is similar. I was linguistics in Spanish. Very similar.
Mm. Mm.
Maybe she's a healer too.
Maybe. We'll see.
I love that moment when you're just waiting for someone to call.
Right.
One ringy dingy, this is not two ringy dingy.
The context where I'm normally waiting for someone to call. But normally I'm waiting for my pizza delivery guy to.
That's fair.
True. I'm not usually waiting for people to call into a psychic.
We've got 4 minutes left. Do you think we should take another call? We kind of like, we went off the handle with
Well, I think it was important.
A quick question.
Yeah.
If it's a yes or no question or a question that can be answered in 10 words or less.
Ooh,
go ahead.
That's a good one. 973-408-4567 for all those trying to call in. Yes or no questions probably be ideal. Can you answer those?
I can do that very quickly.
What's a yes or no question that we can try?
Oh, no, that isn't a yes
will
or no.
Will I ultimately be happy?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, that was so fast.
Will I ultimately
solid.
Be
yes.
happy?
Yes.
Nice.
Will I find love?
Ooh, oh, hesitation.
I don't like that pause.
You doubt that you will.
Oh,
the doubt is the block. When you know that you will be finding love, love shows up, but you're doubting that it's going to happen. Work on that, honey.
You got to believe in yourself.
You got to believe. Man.
Quit doubting all the time. Just like believe
it's
in it.
It's true.
Sorry, Angad.
It's all this disbelief.
It's all this disbelief.
Am I going to be happy?
Yes.
Oh, sick.
You were so nervous.
I didn't want to ask at first. I was like, is it going to be a no? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I want to know which lives we interacted in.
Yeah,
and
I
how.
Do, too. I do, too. That'd be cool.
What context?
Peach, they played with you. You.
Yo.
Wait a minute. You weren't all three in the same. You played with Peach.
Oh, sick.
Lit.
Was I Peach human?
Peach was your cat.
Oh, yo.
Snap.
What's up?
You
What's
owned up, Peach? Her.
Okay, you don't have to phrase it like that. I had independence. I could eat whatever I wanted to. I'm more like I owned
this,
him. What are you talking about?
This is a weird context. We know each other now.
Cats run the household. You know
but
that.
No, you're right.
You probably told him what type of litter you even wanted.
Yeah, probably knowing me.
You seem like a bossy cat.
Yeah.
Very specific.
Well, you mentioned independence. I do not know you. Well, shall I just do a quick station identification? People can find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com. And I do radio and restaurants and I sing and I do festivals and I am an author. And you could find me on Facebook. If you want to friend me, just say how you found me. I'm Joni Isinger. That's E-I-S-I-N-G-E-R. And I've got a fan page on Facebook, Joni's White Light Healing. Ooh. And I do Skype and I do phone for folks that aren't local to New Jersey. And I actually have done a session on campus where I met someone in the EC and we did a session here.
Really?
Like
outside of an event?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting.
Because I know a lot of you don't have cars.
That's so kind.
Yeah.
That's I'm local.
A giving soul.
And why should students be unable to get a reading? I mean, if they want to meet me in person, then I think they should be able to, you know? Mm-hmm. Some people like phone or Skype, but I understand.
I think that's a perfect way to close the show. It is now basically 8 o'clock. If you want to listen to more of these episodes, you can tune in on WMNJradio.com. Where we post these podcasts. Our next episode is Tuesday, March 13th, 7 p.m. Any parting words, guys? Was your mind blown?
My mind Absolutely. Is blown. The multiverse is everything, guys.
I want to thank
There's
you all.
There's an alternate universe where my mind isn't blown, but yeah. it's not this one.
Thank you guys for showing up. You've been our witnesses. A round
yeah.
of applause.
Yeah, thank
round
you so much, and thank you. Thank you, Christian, for having me. I love when you host, and it's just, it's a blast to be here on campus.
See you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.